swung on, there it goes deep left. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Oh, what a shot! It went over the bullpen, over the grandstand, way back in the bleachers. Oh, what a home run! Aaron, your judge and jury, all rise. Here comes the judge.
495 feet, John Sterling on the call. Halftime, game number five. Warriors up by 11, 71-60 on the Cleveland Cavaliers. More on that game in a little bit, but let's get to Greg Kirkland, SB Nation, Pinstripe Alley, covering the Yankees for the program. Greg, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the time. Let's start with the Yankees and their sweep over the Baltimore Orioles. 38-8, the Yankees outscored the Orioles. This offense is right now the best in the American League and most likely the best in all of baseball. Do you think this continues? Do you think this Yankee offense is not just something that they're hot in the first half and they'll cool off, but this is how good this offense will be for the whole year?
I mean, I had a lot of hopes for the offense during the preseason, but I think they've exceeded even my expectations because, you know, except for, I'd say, like, first base and third base, everyone's contributing. Their outfield is incredible. Aaron Hicks is having a resurgence. Obviously, everyone knows about Aaron Judge. Castro's doing well. Didi Gregorius is hitting, and Gary Sanchez is getting a swing back. So, and this is without, like, their first baseman, Greg Bird, who should hopefully be back off the DL soon. If he gets his swing back, that's just, I'm hoping it doesn't stop.
Is there a concern that the Yankees have been this good offensively, yet they don't have nearly as big of a lead as you would think? And look, they had a one-game lead at one point when the Red Sox were in there, and then they've stretched it out to four games. It's five games in the loss column. But what's the fear factor here? Do they have enough pitching in your mind?
I mean, aside from Tanaka, their pitching has been surprisingly very good. It was a question mark coming into the season, definitely, because, you know, you had Tanaka, who would, you know, for the most part, been rock solid before this, and then you had question marks with Sabathia's health, with Pineda being able to pitch well consistently, and then Severino and then Jordan Montgomery. But they've all been good except for Tanaka. Pineda's been consistent. Sabathia had a rough patch a little bit, but his past like five starts have been great. And Severino has turned into the pitcher the Yankees were hoping for in 2015. And Jordan Montgomery has been a very pleasant surprise. I mean, he's putting up Rookie of the Year pitching numbers. I mean, he's not going to win Rookie of the Year, but, you know, he's putting up really good numbers. So the pitching has been very consistent, and their bullpen will be pretty much fine, and then they get Chapman back soon. But the AL East is a tough division. There's no doubt about it. And here's hoping they continue to do well.
Greg Kirkland, SB Nation, covering the Yankees for us here on game night. So Aaron Judge, you heard that in the open there. Aaron Judge leads the American League in home runs, average, and RBIs. He'd win the Triple Crown right now if the year was over. But everyone's talking about Rookie of the Year being his. You mentioned it. But isn't he the MVP right now?
It's hard to argue that he's not. He's just doing it all right now. I mean, aside from the very, very wonderful home runs he hits, he's hitting to all fields. His defense has been solid. His base running skills have surprised me. I didn't even know he could steal bases this well. And just he's using the entire field. And his singles are exciting. I mean, he hits rockets for singles that go for doubles. And people were talking about the 495-foot home run yesterday. But his second home run was just a shot that went over the wall. And it's, you know, it just looked like it was an inside-out swing, and he just powered it over the wall. It was not equally impressive, but impressive nonetheless. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against him being the MVP, and, you know, it's sad to see that Mike Trout is injured. But with Trout not playing for a while, Judge has a legitimate shot if he continues at this rate.
So his slugging is .718. Now, that is Barry Bonds, you know, circa 2000, 2001 here. But he struck out 42 times in 84 at-bats last season. What's been the biggest difference from last year when he came up to now understanding what to do at the plate and obviously kicking the holy crap out of the baseball?
He's laying off a lot of pitches out of the zone. He had trouble with that in his season last year, but he's pretty much learned. His plate discipline has been just much better. And according to, like him, he said, like, a lot of times last year when he missed his what he called his pitch, he kind of felt bad that he wasn't going to get that pitch again. And supposedly he said that he stopped thinking that way, and it's made a huge difference.
Hmm. What's been, in your mind, the biggest surprise? The Yankees have six players with double-digit home runs right now. They lead the American League, they lead Major League Baseball in all of run in runs scored. But what's been the biggest surprise? What player has had, other than Judge's start, obviously, but who else has really been shocking here early in the year?
Besides Judge, I'm going to have to go with the pitching. Just I would say Severino and Montgomery doing as well as they have has been a huge boost. And a lot of it doesn't get talked about just because the offense has been incredible, but they're going like seven innings. They're striking out a lot of people, and for, you know, they're young cost control pitchers, and both are doing, I mean, Jordan Montgomery pretty much came out of nowhere in spring training, and they talked about him for a bit, and then he won the fifth starter job, and he's been phenomenal for them. And Pineda pitching consistently well has been a surprise too. I mean, with the offense, I thought it would be good. The real question marks was the pitching, and I guess the other surprise has been Tanaka and how poorly he's pitched. I would have bet money that he would have been our most reliable starter, and I'd have lost.
Greg Kirkland, SB Nation, joining us, Pinstripe Valley. I think in terms of the playoffs, and look, it's only on June the 12th, so we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here talking about the postseason, but I am looking at the Yankees, and I would agree with you, the pitching's been better, but I think it's still a major problem for them. Offensively, they're great, but when they match up in the postseason, I mean, just take a look at what would happen if they match up against the Red Sox. You would have, you know, some real starting pitching problems for the Yankees if the Red Sox had, you know, their four going against the four for the Yankees. Do you see them being heavy players for pitching at the trade deadline?
It's hard to say just because, again, outside of Tanaka, their staff has been doing pretty well, but I wouldn't put it past them to go after pitching because with how Tanaka's been, and they have, for the first time in a long time, they have the farm system depth in order to, you know, potentially get someone high end, but I don't know who they'd go for at this rate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd go for a Gerrit Cole or a Quintana, but it's possible. I mean, it's hard to say right now just because of how, like I said, how surprising their pitching has been on the fact that it's been very good.
You know, a lot of people have called Jacoby Ellsbury's contract the worst contract in baseball. Has he quieted down the critics so far this year with the way he's playing?
Probably not, no. I mean, his injury and Aaron Hicks doing really well, a lot of people, I think, have forgotten about Ellsbury for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gerard, after Aaron Hicks' incredible run recently, Joe Girardi recently said that Aaron Hicks would probably continue to see consistent playing time. So what that means for Ellsbury coming off the DL is still up in the air. You know, Gardner will need rest now and then, and so will Ellsbury. So, but Ellsbury has done surprisingly well, but I don't know if he'll ever silence the critics, you know, completely.
Let me get you out of here on this, Greg, and this is not an accusation by any means, but I'm going to talk about it coming up in the next segment. Do you think we are going to see a rash, and maybe it includes Yankees or maybe it won't? Are we going to see a rash of players start to get popped for PEDs, given what we're seeing in Major League Baseball right now?
I don't know yet. I really can't say. I hope not. I mean, it always gets, you know, a little frustrating, annoying when that sort of stuff pops up, especially considering, you know, everything we've seen so far. So I hope not.
Why do you think the home run numbers are right now at a record pace?
I think we're just seeing like a more emergence of like big, strong home run hitters like Judge, Sano, Gallo, I mean, Harper, Stanton. I would say Stanton probably led the charge for that.
Come on, Greg. You've been around for a while, my friend. You've seen this before, haven't you? You've seen the big, strong, brawny guys before, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I said that, you said good plate discipline. I'll go with that. I'm going to go with that.
All right, my friend. I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on tonight.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
That is Greg Kirkland, SBNation.com, Pinstripe Alley, covering the Yankees here on SB Nation Radio.